Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. My name is Tony. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We'd like to ask a couple of questions about issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Omar Baena?
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Great. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chances, or you don't think that you're going to vote?
I am voting.
Awesome. Great. And if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
Yeah, I cannot give you that information.
It's okay.
But
don't worry, okay?
It was in the 80s.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your race?
My race is white.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
You know what, I don't like to discuss how I vote.
Understandable, sir. I do understand. I do understand. It's just a question that we have here in this particular survey. Okay, so did you vote for another candidate, or were you able to vote?
Yeah, I voted.
Okay, but you refused to say who you voted for, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, please be assured that this survey is being conducted for research purposes only, and that all responses will remain strictly confidential. Would you please reconsider indicating who you voted for?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. Understandable, sir. Thinking about the election in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Most likely the Republican candidate.
Now, could you please rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means I'm favorable, feeling very cold. 100, very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 100. Have you heard of Morgan Lamantia?
I've seen her signs around.
Okay. Do you have any type of opinion about Morgan Lamantia?
I don't.
Okay. What about Ted Cruz?
Yeah, I know who he is.
How would you rate your feelings toward Ted Cruz?
I would say 75.
What about Adam Hinojosa?
No rating.
So you have no opinion on him?
No opinion.
What about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. I would say about a 50.
What about Greg Abbott?
Greg Abbott. He's a 90.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, he's a 45.
Okay. 45, okay. Just allow me a couple of moments. I do thank you, sir, for helping me complete this survey, okay? Now, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
He's doing a good job.
So you would approve?
Yes.
Would you approve strongly or somewhat approve?
If I could give a rating, it would be a 75.
Okay, so we can say that you strongly approve. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
I have no opinion of her.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
That is still undecided.
Okay. If the election were held today and you had to choose or decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? That you would lean towards?
It would be Nikki Haley right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Just allow me a couple of moments. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
If the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
I would go with Myra.
Myra Flores. If the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
That, it's not sure yet.
Now, so you're undecided. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Now, who would you lean towards if you had to choose today for the Texas State Senate? Morgan LaMantia, Democrat, or Adam Hinojosa, Republican? If you had to choose today.
I wouldn't fill the blank right now because I don't know enough of them.
Now, let me read to you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. High, medium, low, or not a priority at all. The first one says, ensuring access to affordable quality health care. Should that be high, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
That is a high.
What about supporting South Texas jobs and wages?
That is medium.
Medium? What about supporting public schools?
public schools, yeah, that's mm-hmm. still a priority.
Would that be high, medium,
high.
Low? High, okay.
High.
What about securing the border?
That is a medium.
What about supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
It's a medium.
Medium. Thinking about, again, the elections this November, let me read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Now, a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community, would you be much more likely to vote for him or much less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
You know, that's a topic that I'm not...
I'm sorry?
Point. That's a topic that is not for open discussion.
Okay, so right now you wouldn't be able to tell me, correct?
Yeah.
What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies? Would you be much more likely to support a candidate or much less likely to support a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Well, less likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
Most likely.
Much more likely or much less?
Much more likely.
What about a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
I'm not up for abortion.
Okay, so...
pro-life.
Okay, so if a candidate voted against Texas abortion ban, you will be much less likely to support him, correct? Or her?
Yeah.
What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
That's very neutral right there.
So yeah. So you can say that you don't know at this point, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're almost done. Now, do you use WhatsApp? You know, that thing that they have on the phone?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I don't identify myself as either or, because there's good points on both sides.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Probably with a Republican.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm moderate.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
It's a bachelor's.
Okay. Just strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time. in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research?
No, not in-
Okay. I do thank you, sir. Thank you very much. This completes this particular survey. Thank you. I truly thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This is British accent.